Slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Časova i 7,5 minuta slušate Radio Beograd 1. Sledi poslednji ovonedeljni pop karusel. Jako lep, naša gošća je Holly Herndon, američka kompozitorka, muzičarka i uopšte ona za sebe kaže da je zvučni umetnik. Doktorant je na Stanford univerzitetu, studira kompoziciju, a došla je u Beograd da bude gost Resonate festivala. I Holly, so nice to meet you and have you here in the radio studio, Radio Belgrade 1.
Thank you, it's great to be here.
You're so sweet. Jedna divna, vesela, talentovana mlada dama dovela je i muža. Please introduce your husband. Herodias.
So this is Matthew. This is Matthew Dryhurst, who is a. What are you?
I don't know.
Just a husband. It is.
I'm
no,
here.
No.
Yeah, I'm
he's,
a husband.
He's much more than a husband. He's also a composer and an artist and a software developer and.
Husband.
Yeah, Swiss Army knife.
Dakle, njena profesionalna podrška kao i velika podrška u privatnom životu je sa njom ovde, jedan fini mladi gospodin. We just translate our audience to understand what we are talking about. I hvala Draganu Ambroziću, našem gostu koji ih je dobro. Dobro večer, hvala ti puno.
No, she's thankful to me.
He's a great guy too.
Oh, thank you.
You will enjoy
as a promoter,
with him.
I should be. So I'm going to just explain a little bit in our own language what are we going to expect tomorrow in Doma Mladina Culture Center on the Resonant Conference, and so on, then we're going to continue with the interview.
Thank okay,
you.
Great.
Dakle, sutra imamo tu čast da na festivalu Resonate petom paredu onako jubilarnom nastupi Holly.
Pa to je završena večer Rezonete koja je u Domu omladine Beograda sa početkom 8:30 i imat ćemo Doppler efekt, imat ćemo priliku da vidimo i Holly Herndon kasnije na kraju te večeri. Ono što je posebno interesantno je da se radi o jedne od umetnice koja dolazi iz oblasti elektronske muzike, koja zaista donosi nešto novo u toj sferi, ono nešto što bismo zaista uvek volili da vidimo u našem gradu, neko koja je sad osoba koja je kao autor, kažem, neke postavlja neke nove standarde. Naime, to je na vrsta avangardne elektronske muzike koja lagano prelazi u pop mainstream zapravo, sa onako jakim melodijama, ali i dosta stava prilikom pravljena te kompozicije. I to je sad neki trend koji postoji u elektronskoj muzici u poslednjih par godina, da muzičari koji su zapravo odrasli na nekim avangardnim tendencijama, na nekim zvucima koji su bliski možda sound artu, imaju taj transfer ka nečemu što je pop muzika zapravo. I to je sad jedna nova vrsta autora koja na neki novi način boji popularnu muziku i doprinosi nešto novo. Rekao bi da to se na nova faza u razvoju popularne kulture, pred svega koja je zasnovana na činjenici da su internet i jeftinoća tih sredstva za proizvodnju muzike raznih uređaja doprinela tome da se cijela ta priča oko pravljenja takve digitalizovane muzike demokratizuje maksimalno. To je sad možete pratiti u svojoj kući za pristojnim kompjuterom da napravite fantastična muzička dela koja mogu da ostaje duboko utisak zahvaljujući internetu, YouTube i tako dalje, bilo gde u svetu. Možete napraviti da kreirate svoju karijeru ako radite nešto vredno, praktično i svoje sobe ili svoje, ili spavaće sobe, zavisi da je kompjuter, jel? Eto, tako nekako čini mi se da sad taj talas nekih autora koji dolaze iz sobe, prave fenomenalnu elektronsku muziku, doprio nekako do mainstreama i tu je sad ono što je glavno uloga nas kao organizatora promotera da prepoznamo te stvari. Rezonant, naravno, posvećen toj vrsti umetnosti, kad je u pitanju softver i vizualna umetnost i muzika i tako dalje, a Doma omladine kao kulturni centar gleda prati te tendencije, tako smo srećni, smo domaćini završeni večer Rezonite, gde je glavna zvezda upravo pomenuta Holly Herndon.
Da, glavna zvezda, iako smo se radovali, ona upravo ulazi u te granice i dodiruje mainstream i upravo si lepo definisao sveto ono što ulazi u pop kulturu.
Yes.
So, he described wonderfully everything.
Thank you, I think, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
he's very clever.
I was smiling all the time.
Okay.
we told our audience that you are on Stanford University, but your early ages is tied for Berlin.
Yes.
Here in Europe.
Yeah, so I lived in
Berlin. Tell us more about it.
I lived in Berlin for, I guess, about 5 years. That's where Matt and I met. And I worked in the kind of club scene there and was basically a club kid for a couple years. And that's kind of where, I guess, I fell in love with electronic music because, I mean, of course, it's a great center for electronic music. And also, I feel like the way to experience electronic music in a live setting in Berlin is really different from a lot of places in the States, or at least at that time. It's just much more kind of flexible and casual. I just kind of fell in love with it there.
Thank you. Just let me translate. Dakle, Holly Herndon je kao tinejdžerka otišla već u Berlin na razmenu srednjoškolaca, u stvari, gde je došla u dodir sa elektronskom muzikom prvi put posećujući klubove. Tu se i zaljubila ovog divnog čoveka i praktično tu je i zavolala elektronsku muziku. To je usmerilo i njen profesionalni rad. Mislim da smo sve obuhvatili otprilike time što smo rekli. So, please, let's hear Interference. Tell us more about Interference.
Oh, gosh.
So we can do Skip Ed.
Well, Interference was kind of about how we're, you know, everywhere and nowhere at the same time. It's about living life online and the relationships that we have that are spread across the world, and kind of always being asked to be on all the time. Yeah, and I think the video that Metahaven and Matt made for it is a really beautiful visual representation of that.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah. So the thing is that
na srpskom, da prevedeš.
Na srpskom, pravim. All right, understand. We have to translate everything. Ono što treba da uradimo zapravo je da poslušamo ovu vrstu ovaj kompozicije, pošto to je, ona govori o nekim emotivnim stanjima. U suštini, ono što zapravo razlikuje polihedno njen pristup ovoj muzici je što ona unosi užasno puno emocije i razlikuje se njena vrsta muzike, i to ćemo sad čuti od ostalih neka vrsta muzike, u tome što upravo negira bilo kakvu vrstu otuđenosti među ljudima kroz tu vrstu muzike, za koju bi se rekao da je u svojoj te digitalizaciji ovaj, možda malo zanemarila izražavanje emocija. Vidjet ćemo sad kako to može zvuči.
Hvala najlepše. I spot je isto fenomenalno o tome isto pričalo. Slušali smo Holly Hendon i numeru Interference sa albuma, aktuelnog albuma Platform, koji je izašao za 4AD etiketu.
Čuvanu 4AD etiketu za koju su izdavali takve imena kao što su Cocteau Twins, Dead Can Dance i mnogo druge, Dismortal Coil i tako dalje. Evo, ovaj, u novoj generaciji imamo Holly Hendon, a to je legendarnoj arti etiketi iz Engleske.
Ali bi zamolili i Holly da se vratimo unazad, da pričamo o nekim stvarima, kao što je izlazak njenog albuma Moment, gde se ona upravo igrala i pravljala svoju novu eru, uključujući vizualne programe i način kopnava. So, dear Holly, we were talking about the song we are hearing. It is for the album Platform. Mm-hmm. It is the last album of yours, but let's go back and talk about the Movement. Movement is very interesting project, music project, artistic project, where you played with a visual programming language and some sounds, and you created instruments. Tell us more about it. It was something new.
So Movement came out of, so I was studying at that time at Mills College in Oakland, California, and they have a long history of experimental electronic music there. You know, John Cage was there, you know, tons of people were there, and so I learned how to program with MaxMSP, which is this visual programming language that you're talking about. And so I just started making really simple experiments, and, you know, I was working mostly with synthesis, FM synthesis, additive synthesis, and a lot of kind of custom vocal processing that was really kind of like raw and imperfect, but I was trying to find a way to make it expressive and really kind of true to myself. So trying to find a way to make this this machine have a very personal voice. So using my own voice and putting that voice through these patches that I was creating, I was trying to kind of create my own sound world. So at the time, I was really coming to terms also with, there was kind of a conversation around laptop performance, whether or not it was embodied or whether the laptop was kind of a natural instrument, or, you know, what the differences were between the laptop or more gestural instruments like guitars or violins. And so I was working a lot with the voice to try to figure out how to make this machine just as embodied or just as personal or just as emotional and expressive as some of these more traditional instruments that we kind of as a collective society have decided are emotional instruments. So that's kind of what led to, Movement, that weird little album that I made. And, you know, it was a very kind of like private album. I made most of it in a very dingy warehouse that some artists set up to. They had this grand vision of having an artist space, but they never really got it together, and so I just had this one little room in the back, and there were like no windows, and there was dirt all over the floor. But it was really nice to just kind of like hole away in this little cave and just figure out what I wanted my sound to be. I think that was a really important step for me for my first release to really gain the confidence that that I could create something entirely myself or create something that was unique to my own voice.
Thank you so much, just let us translate. Dakle, veliki i novi umetnički pravci se i prave na velikim univerzitetima kakav je i Mills, gde je studirao i John Cage. Tu je bila i Holly. Stvarajući Movement, igrala se sa vizualnim programom, programskim jezikom Max MSP. MSP, pardon. No. Evo, izvinite. It is MSP.
Yeah, perfect, okay. Max MSP.
Thank you so much. Gde je ona kreirala, praktično igrala se sa raznim sirovim zvukovima, pokušavajući da ih obradi, da vidi kako to radi. To, Holly kaže da je to odraz njenih početaka i praktično se je učila šta bi želala i kako da se izražava, da ostaje radila i sa svojim glasom i praktično kada bi nastupala i kada bi nešto snimala, tretirala bi i laptop sa raznim programima, na način na koji se tretiraju živi instrumenti klasičnog obrazovanja.
Emotivni instrumenti, što reći.
Emotivni, bravo, pokušavajući dobije tu emotivnu upravo crtu.
Da. Kao što smo rekli, kad rekli da je to vrlo privatan album bio, da. Koji je na neki način njoj poslušao da neke stvari su s ovom rašesti i mislim da taj neki ličan pristup elektronici, ono što karakteriš Holly Herndon, kao što su neki ljudi lično pristupili u nekim ranim vremenima klaviru ili violini, tako da je danas jedini način zapravo u digitalnom okruženju da iskažu svoje emocije, zapravo da koristiš te instrumente na onaj način na koji odgovara emocijama. Eto, tu je ono neki novitet koji imamo kod Holly i kod njene muzike u tom smislu što su tu emocije na prvom mjestu, sve ostalo se podvodi pod način da se izraze emocije.
Hvala ti puno. Mm. Mnogo znači tvoja pomoć. Sledi faza kada ona prelazi na Stanford univerzitet, jako značajan univerzitet, na doktorske studije i praktično nastavlja da radi sa istim programom i da neke stvari kreira. So, dear Holly, now, later, you are on Stanford, trying to be a doctoral candidate, and you were, as you are, and you continued to use that software, such as Max MSP and any other thing. What did you do?
What am I doing at Stanford?
Yeah.
That's a good question. So I applied there, and I had no idea that I would ever be accepted, because I just thought it was a long shot, and I applied, and then when I got the acceptance letter, I was like, oh my god, because Stanford, and especially CARMA, which is the Computer Music Research Center housed within the music department, has a really long legacy of experimental, coming up. Just experimenting with anything and coming up with kind of the most amazing kind of breakthrough tools for electronic music. So, for example, John Chowning discovered FM synthesis there, which then was patented, and he gave that technology to Yamaha to create the DX7 and a whole line of their synthesizers. So, the very kernel technology, the FM synthesis that he discovered there, has gone on to create like entire genres of music and tons of music that I care about. And so I was really seeing that that connection between the music technology and then the composition, how they are really embedded. And they're really important, and I almost see the engineers at Native Instrument or the engineers at Ableton are almost part of the composition process, because they're making certain decisions that then guide the decisions that I make. And that's also a reason why I wanted to use Max, because you can really start from building blocks from the ground up, and so you can make your own decisions for how you want things to go. And that was really important, especially for vocal processing. I think, women's voices are so often processed by male engineers in a way that's like pleasing to that male's engineer ears. And so I think it's really liberating to be able to take my female voice and kind of do whatever I want with it and liberate it and make it into however I'm feeling. I just went on a tangent there. But anyway, so I went to Stanford because I was really inspired by their legacy. And John, who discovered FM synthesis, I'm actually interviewing him in Berlin next week. But the reason why he made that discovery is because he was a trained percussionist. And so when he was messing around in the lab, he could hear these very slight timbral differences as he was changing the frequency of each of the waves. And because of his musical training, he was able to find this other... He was able to discover this really important piece of technology that's gone on to affect all kinds of, voice synthesis, all kinds of things that we use in day-to-day life. So, yeah, I don't know. I found the legacy inspiring and kind of the brain trust inspiring, and I was just really honored that they accepted me.
Thank you so
good
much.
For us.
For us. Just let us translate. Dakle, ispričala jednu divnu priču o svom boravku na univerzitetu i u stvari...
Stafford ga veoma inspirisao i koji je na neki način doprinuo tome da ona razvija dalje svoju muziku. Interesantno je da je htjela da naglasila da je Ableton i drugi ljudi koji proizvode software koji se koristi sada u upravljanju muzike, na neki način kao da su deo kreativnog procesa upravljanja muzike. I to je zaista istina. Ti sad bez tih softvera zapravo ne možeš da formulišeš uopće šta je tvoja melodija, šta je tvoj ritam, šta je muzika i tako da. Tako da su oni na neki način sredstvima koji su ti dali već ti dali određene mogućnosti na koji način možeš da praviš muziku i ne možeš na drugi način da praviš. Sad, sve jedno što se toga tiče, važno je da Gana naravno našla neki svoj način u svemu tome, ali kaže usput je naučila kako bolje da priradi tu muziku i baš simpatično što je rekao, kao izgleda su tonci, snimatelji muškarci svih ovih godina ranijih.
Dakle, svuda je ženski, tako u
svijetu. Ženski glas onako kako je njihovom uhu prijao, a u stvari možda imam neki drugi način na koji želim sebe da čujem i kako želim da se izrazim, i to je sad to ovladavanje tehnologijom bilo ključno za to da ona nađe svoj umetnički put.
I došlo se do singla chorus u tom procesu.
Što
Matt. So, please.
Maybe Matt can also add something.
We can talk with you too, if you want.
Sure.
Yeah. Now we came...
What was the last thing you said?
About Stanford, but don't worry. Yeah. We passed that, we finished with that. Now we are talking about chorus from 2014. It was a single released on 2000.
Yes.
2014, with a music video created by one of Japanese
Akiko Taniguchi.
You can tell us.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. So we work with Akiko Taniguchi on that, who actually we work with on the live visuals too, which will be presented tomorrow night, which is actually, if people like what's in the chorus video, it's a far more kind of mature version of the original software that Akiko used for that video. Yeah, and chorus is kind of interesting. I think, you know, Holly's talking a lot about creating tools and this kind of fundamental idea that Dragan had talked earlier about with Resonate, of creating your own thing, of basically adhering to the principle that the way that you make music is an important part of the music, particularly now when you're given tools and it's very easy to take a template and present a synth that sounded like 1980 or something. And so for chorus, actually, a lot of the percussion and the processing that happened here is from a patch that I built that allows for you to record the sounds of your browsing experience online. So a lot of chorus and the kind of composition of chorus, it's an example of
it's net concrete.
Yeah, the joke is we call it net concrete, but it's kind of an example of how a tool can impact the compositional process in an original way, or in an attempt at an original way. And so what's kind of nice in a way is that sound has become quite characteristic of the project, but it came from an experiment with making our own tools.
So. Thank you so much.
Pa sad su eksperimentisali sa sredstvima koje su im data tehnološkim, i onda to je kao nešto što su zapravo kao snimak onoga putovanja internetom, zapravo tako je nastala kompozicija Chorus.
Hvala puno, slušamo Chorus. Karusela Radio Beograda 1 je Holly Herndon, zvezda ovogodišnjeg Resonate festivala, bogom jedan od značajnijih koncerta koji će se održati u Beogradu u Domu omladine sutra uveče. So dear Holly, there was a home later and a platform. We have to... Herndon, you released single Home in September, I think, 1914, but never mind. It was directed, a video, it was directed by Dutch. So you are whole in Europe here.
Yeah, we have kind of an ongoing collaboration with Metahaven, and Metahaven are a design studio based in Amsterdam, and we worked with them quite a bit around the album, so they co-directed with Matt Interference and Home, right? Mm-hmm. And then they did some of the they did some work on Morning Sun as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and we're continuing that collaboration because it's been just incredible working with them. And they're also a couple, which is kind of nice.
Da, Home je single koji je izašao 2014. godine, koji je režirao Holandski studio praktično Matt Helen i
sa kojim samo sarađuju
i dalje nastavila saradnju na platformu.
Na
punom albumu platformu.
If I can interject, one of the reasons why we were really interested in working with Metahaven is because they have a really beautiful history of working with very deeply important political issues and being able to talk about them in a very personal way and translate that in an emotional way that I think people can really resonate with, because sometimes these issues can be really dry and then we can get kind of cold or you know, a little bit numb to the issue. And so if you can kind of create this emotional bridge between the issue and the person, then it's easier to kind of deal with those issues and understand why they're important. And so working with them with Home, and you know, Home was such an important piece for us to make, because you know, we've been advocating for the laptop as this emotional instrument, the most emotional instrument, the most personal instrument that's ever been, because it knows everything about you. And then what if that instrument is, what if this personal instrument is no longer private? What if somebody's watching you through it? What if somebody's reading everything? And so that incredible breach of trust, we really wanted to dig into that topic. And so working with Metahaven on that was, yeah, it was really fruitful.
Thank you so much. Ona i dalje praktično priča o emocijama na kojima jako insistira, istražujući u domenu elektronike, interneta i savremenog sveta.
Sada, ako sad je neobično da imaš instrumente koji su u stanju, ne samo da, mislim, ti svojim instrumentima proizvodiš neki zvuk, ali sad su u stanju da te prate i praktično prisluškuju.
Da.
Čuju i pamteš šta ti radiš. Tako, to je interesantan novi odnos, ovaj, novo okruženje u kome živimo, i tome je posvećen umetnički rad Holly Hampton.
Da, i sa Metahavenom upravo je našla zajedničku crtu, pravi put da to i iskaže.
Pa to je otprilike ono što ćemo mi vidjeti sutra, ovaj, otprilike sad najbolje moguće ilustracije ono što ćemo imati priliku vidimo sutra u Domu omladine na završnom koncertu Rezonite, na kome ona je glavna zvezda.
E, upravo ćemo je to i pitati šta je pripremila za koncert. So, dear Holly, we are asking you, what did you prepare for the tomorrow concert here in Belgrade? Great.
Well, it's going to be a mix of music from Movement and Platform, and then some new things that we're just doing live. And Matt and I are performing together, and he's been working really closely with Akihiko on this visual system. And the thing that's really amazing about it, actually, maybe you should talk about it.
Please.
Sure. Well, it's strange, actually, because, yeah, Akihiko, you know, we've been collaborating with him quite closely, but he lives in Japan, and he's actually very busy. He has, like, a number of jobs and is doing lots of stuff. And so what's nice about his work, in a way, is that we can take it with us on the road, but we can't take him on the road. So it's a shame. So, yeah, so we're presenting a lot of Akihiko's work, but part of the system that we've developed also is allowing for me to do text performance, which is actually, again, in the spirit of some of the stuff happening at Resonate, is actually the lowest possible technical solution to a big problem, which is the idea of a seamless performance. So if you go to an electronic music show now, you can basically press play on audio and visuals in some ways, whether it's a sequencer.
And the kick drum matches the strobe, and the flashing lights go with the...
And there's a great legacy of this, and some of this work is wonderful, but one of the challenges we've been trying to do is to make it more...
Messy.
And so part of the idea of the show tomorrow is that it can go wrong. So it's one thing we've been working our best to mess it up as much as possible, which is usually the other way around. But it's a fun show. We're trying to turn it into a punk show, you know.
It unique to each place that we play. Not just like we show up somewhere and hit play and then it's just the same thing, because we do need to be responding to our environment.
Exactly.
No. Sorry.
No, go.
You're precious to that.
No,
please.
The principle, which is, it's kind of a joke and it's kind of deadly serious, is that I want, and I think we want, the shows to be more like comedy. And the reason for that is that comedy is live, and comedy is there in the room, and comedy can fail. And I think in some ways, like, going into comedic environments now is more dangerous than going into music environments. Anyway, so comedy is our hardcore.
Yeah, I understand what you said. Okay. Actually, I understand very well. Sorry, da ispričamo, ono, just let us translate. Svet, jedan svet elektronske muzike i tog sveta koju nam treba uneti dušu. To je suština.
Upravo to. Ne, ja sam to neku koncept, onda sutra će biti malo prljav i tražit će da na neki način naprave grešku, jer je sve preprogramirano u savremenoj muzici, u savremenom svetu i ako ikako mogu da budu malo punkiri u tom smislu, bit će ono sutra na koncertu, tako da imat će priliku da vidimo elektronsku muziku koja se raspada, sastavlja i tako dalje.
A to nešto, jeste
nešto
suština,
sa dušom.
Da, što popularna kultura često gubi, pa da. Zato i gubi svoje pravce. Akihiko Taniguchi je Taniguchi or Taniguchi?
Taniguchi.
Okay, the first is one.
You think,
okay. Je i dalje reditelj njihovih vizualnih predstava koji će biti na sceni. On ne može s njima da putuje pošto živi u Japanu, ali i tekako će to biti taj video deo programa dok će ovo dvoje divnih ljudi napraviti neverovatan show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for
being
here. Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah,
well,
it's great.
We too. See you tomorrow at the Dom Resonate Festival. Zato poštovani slušati, izvolite sutra na Resonate Festival. Mi ćemo slušati Morning Sun, to je pesma sa albuma Platform, drugog po redu iz velike onako, umetnice Holly Herman. Hvala vam puno.
Thanks.
I begin the fall. You remain at all. I begin the fall into your
Eko.
Novo. Goga Stanić.
Sve je lažo nama u ovih godina. Ti imaš savršen plan da meni pokvariš da treba mi neko jači od mene. Tvoja ironija.
U prodaj. PGP RTS.
Evo stojim tu, zarobljen u snu, sada ispred vas.
PGP RTS vam sa ponosom predstavlja.
Ceo život svoj, suze, krv i znoj, večno bežu nas.
Najnovije izdanje legendarne U grupe, Evo stojim tu, u prodaji. Eko.
18:43, slušate Pop Karusel Radio Beograda 1. Ako ste mislili da je kraj, ne, sad te kreće uzbuđenje. Dva benda ovde, Nežni Dalibor i Vizelj. Moramo prvo sa Ivicom iz Nežnog Dalibora, jel se slaš? Ivona. Pozdravite Ivonu sa Supernaturala, tu ćemo biti.
Ćao.
Da, ćao, Lutkice, s tobom ćemo da završimo ovaj lep show, a Ivicu da pustimo na tonsku probu, jer večeras se svi selimo na koncert Nežnog Dalibora. Pričaj nam tako nešto je više. Sve znam da te čekaju, sve smo zapamtili da sede na bini tako i čekaju Ivicu.
Kad cupkaju.
Neka cupkaju.
Šalim se, pa ništa, eto, povod za ovaj koncert je taj novi single i spot koji je izašao pre 3 nedelje, pesma Vikendi, koja najavljuje naš album U slojevima, koji će izaći na mesec, dva, vidit ćemo. Eto, prilike da promovišemo i te, kao i ostatak novog materijala. Eto, mi volimo da to malo unapred podelimo sa ljudima, da osetimo reakciju, naročito u Beogradu, gde najčešće svira.
Kažeš nešto o novom singlu?
Što se tiče novog singla, zanimljivo je da smo radili jedan interesantan spot u režiji Marine Uzelac. Preporučujem svima da nađu na našim YouTube i Vimeo kanalima, da pogledaju, sjajna ekipa sa i većim brojem glumaca, i bilo je zaista ludo.
Jel jeste?
Jeste.
Šta nas čeka još večeras na koncertu?
Pa ništa, proćemo malo novih stvari, proćemo naravno i stare, i imamo naše drage goste, pančevački duo Ivica, a nisam ja.
Nisi?
Ne.
I nisi iz Pančeva, sigurno.
Nisi iz Pančeva, a nisam ni Ivica. U stvari, Ivica je dvostruka ličnost, to su Ivan i Aleksandra.
Dobro.
Kantautorski duo, akustično električni. Oni eto izvode tu svoju interesantnu muziku i pevaju na srpskom, tako da preporučujem svima da stignu na vreme oko 9 sati da pogledaju i Ivicu, ali ne mene.
Dobro, Ivice, hvala ti puno. Kada izlazi U slojevima, kada možemo da očekujemo da ćemo se družiti i puštati?
Evo, mi smo u najfinalnim pregovorima sa izdavačem, tako da ja očekujem ili tako kraj maja, početak juna, eto, da budem.
Brzo.
Koliko mogu, precizan.
Da. Onda očekujem i tada druženje naše.
Naravno.
Letnje preslušavanje novog albuma.
Apsolutno.
Sastava Nežni Dalibor. Hvala ti puno, slušat ćemo numeru Vikendi. I idemo posle uveče na koncert.
Tako je, dobrodošli.
Hvala, bolje vas našli, uživaj na sceni.
Hvala.
Slušamo numeru Vikendi.
Yeah.
Radio Beograd 1, Pop Karusel, bio Nežni Dalibor i numera Vikind. Ivona je ovde, imamo Super Natural Festival, pre toga Ivona, sutra te odim i na Vizelj. Ajde, dečko, predstavi si Ivona.
Dobro veče, moje ime je Aleksa Nedić, sviram bas u Vizelju, pevam. Kaži
ono, moje ime je Ivona.
Drago mi je.
I
ništa, sutra
koncert.
Sutra promocija albuma, prvog debi albuma, konačno posle dve godine. Evo, bravo, malo smo i mi ostarili, jako niste. Imamo po 19 godina. Tako da...
Pazi na niste.
Spremili smo najduži repertoar do sada, recimo jedno sati, 15 sati, 20 minuta. Tako da obećamo energičnost, dobar provod, odlična predgrupa Random pre nas, tako da će celo veče biti divlje i nezaboravno.
Da,
i ludo.
Jedna mlada beogradska psihodelično punk grupa Vizija.
Pa da, tako može, da, tako može i rock, sve je to rock. Da.
Sve je rock and roll, pa da. Holly koja je bila gošća, Holly Herden, također sve svodi na punk i na rock and roll. Mora da imati
svakako to
energije. O, lepo, hvala, koliko sati?
Hvala, sutra, pa od 9 sati budite tamo, tako da čekamo vas.
Dobro, hvala puno. Slušaj o Supernaturalu sve što te zanima u ovom trenutku. Izvoli, Ivona.
Jo, ko smo i šta smo?
Pitaj sve što te zanima.
Slobodno.
Vraćam se na Hajdučku česmu, to je lepa informacija.
Da li znaš šta je Supernatural? Ko smo?
Festival.
Jeste, ekološki festival. Tako je, 10. po redu jubilarni Supernatural festival ove godine na Hajdučkoj česmi. Znači, idemo tamo gde, odakle je sve počelo. 2007. godine bio je prvi Supernatural festival i ove godine pravimo koncept piknik Supernatural. Da, tako da rezervišite sledeću subotu, 23. april, početak samog festivala od 10 sati ujutru. Ono što je važno, ulaz je besplatan, znači samo trebate da dođete sa dobrom energijom, naravno da ponesete svoje aksesoare za piknik, znači ćebiće, frizbije, bagmintone, lopte, šta je već kome milo.
A ja tebi zakazujem petak u isto vreme sledeće da pozovemo još jedno.
Može. Pred... Da, naravno, da vam ispričam šta smo sve spremili za vas i što se tiče i muzike i drugih stvari koje se dešavaju već na Supernatural festivalu.
Dobro. Šta još možemo da kažemo našim slušalcima? Ovako,
pa, jedna stvar je Supernatural, po čemu jeste poznat, jeste da svake godine obeležavamo Međunarodni dan planete Zemlje, koji se obeležava u 150 zemalja širom sveta, ove godine 10. put. Poznato je da smo festival prve četiri godine bio je na Hajdučkoj česmi, posle toga smo menjali lokaciju, bili smo u Botaničkoj bašti i promovisali tu zelenu oazu u centru grada.
Vidi, Aleksa, kako te gleda. Pa gleda, puta reč svaku, znači sve je spatio.
I smo otišli na Adu Huju, mislim, to je jedan naš glavni projekat, jeste revitalizacija špica Ade Huje, nekadašnja deponija Šuta, a sada postaje predivna oaza.
Lep, to je bilo. Uspešno i jako.
Jasne.
Hvala vam puno što ste bili gosti.
Hvala vam,
tebi,
sve najbolje.
Puno.
Nema na čemu, sa tobom već u petak se, za nedelju dana, pred
da.
Sam festival, a sa tobom, Aleksa...
Već sutra.
A da. Posle ćemo se dogovoriti da preslušavamo prvi album Vizelja koji smo čekali.
Jedva čekam.
Srećno.
Hvala, srećno vama također.
Hvala.
Hvala vam što ste bili gosti. Poštovani slušalci, producent emisije bio je Čedomir Radović, hvala puno. Dizajner zvuka bio je Miroslav Antonijević. Izvinite. Moje ime je Katarina Epštin. Ostanite uz Radio Beograd 1, sledi Srpski na Srpskom, potom vesti u 19 časova. Kako se zove deseta numera na
pesmu? Se zove Rita Mašina.
Rita Mašina, tako treba. Tako. Svako dobro.
nam mašina. Over Amerika, ko da sam rita mašina. Over Amerika, ko da sam rita mašina.